This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you, folks. I'm Scott Hennon. We are live on location at the Alaris Center today. The Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Of course, I always get a little sentimental when I come back to Grand Forks because this is really my North Dakota hometown, my adopted hometown, since I spent about 18 years of my life right here in this fine place. So it's fun to be at the Alaris Center, and they've been doing these UAS summits, which is unmanned aerial systems, for a lot of years, but never anything like we're seeing here the last couple of years. It's just been absolutely extraordinary, and so spend some more time later this hour talking about that. Senator John Hovind among our guests, talking about a big announcement yesterday by General Atomics as well, big defense contractor that opened up a $30 million facility and looking for a lot of people to hire, so we got that as well. What else do I need to tell you? Well, we have a busy week here. We have a lot of things going on, as a matter of fact, and wanted to give you a little update on where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. Also tell you we're brought to you by the folks at PetroServe USA, who give you a choice at the pump. I love that. Great way to live life is just deciding yourself. What are the choices? Let me decide, right? You pull up at the pump at a PetroServe USA location and you say, do I want E15? Do I want E40? Do I want E85, E10? What's for me? Do I want unleaded? Choice at the pump at PetroServe locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. The Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks now are part of PetroServe USA's family as well. And in addition to the great deal you get from connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields that gives you that choice at the pump, come on in the store for some great savings. That 4-for-4 special is the one I talk about all the time. The cookies are world-class. These are Grandma's cookies. They're phenomenal. Really is. PetroServe USA, and register to win your chance, win your, weekly, for your chance of winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. Maybe come in, get yourself a Powerball ticket, and then win the register for the contest you actually have a chance to win. Now, at PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors. All right, well, I spent a little time telling you more about an event that is happening on Saturday in Bismarck, at the Heritage Center. It is called a cultural experience with North Dakota tribal nations. And they are opening this up to anybody, welcoming everyone to join them for a day filled with North Dakota's rich tribal cultures. This Saturday, a reconciliation panel will be happening from 1:30 until 3. That caught my attention. And so I asked two people that will be part of that event to join me on the program. They include Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Department of Indian Affairs, member of Governor Burgum's cabinet, and Cody Schultz. Cody's a member of the Morton County Commission. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having us.
So tell me where the idea of a reconciliation panel came about and what you're planning here as part of this event.
Sure. Well, it's really my wife's idea. You know, this whole day is my wife runs and operates the Native American Development Center here in Bismarck. It's a nonprofit. So her and I, obviously, you know, during dinner and breakfast, we were always discussing ideas and stuff. And this idea of reconciliation has been a part of our discussions for a long time. You know, and even just talking with people like Cody and other people around locally here in the community, you know, Scott, we've been discussing this reconciliation or how can we move from a different place to a better place with local relations. And so that's kind of where the idea came about. And we're pretty excited about it this coming Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Cody, you're part of that panel. You also obviously lived a very difficult number of months throughout the ordeal of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest situation as a Morton County Commissioner, but also a resident there. Do we need reconciliation?
Well, Scott, yeah, absolutely. I think this is an opportunity. I was really proud when Lorraine and Scott asked me to be part of this. I think we do. I mean, I know I've mentioned before, you know, we've always talked about getting back to normal, and to a certain extent, we do have to realize that there's probably a new normal, and we have to get there. What we went through, we have to remember it. We have to learn from it without reliving it. So this is an opportunity for people from different perspectives and different sides of what happened to sit down and not just talk, but I always say we have to sit down and talk, but I think it's probably more appropriate to say sit down and communicate, because as part of that, we have to listen to each other and talk. So we can both learn and teach at the same time, and this is going to be an incredible opportunity to do that.
And, I mean, how will explain, Scott, what your plan is here. How many different voices, how many, you know, different formats, if you will, is this, you got 90 minutes planned for this. I mean, what is your ultimate outcome?
Well, I think it's a process. You know, I think the biggest thing, Scott, it's a baby step, you know, to have a, you know, we, both Cody and I have our ear to the ground, you know, pretty strongly here locally, you know, about the timing of having this discussion, having an event. And, you know, a lot of folks here locally have said, yeah, I think it's time to have a baby step of a discussion, a listening session, and trying to get to a better place with relations. You know, so it's going to be a process. You know, it's going to take a while for this process to go through. You know, we realize that because I think, you know, some of the biggest challenges we as humans have, you know, Scott, is to sit down and deal and engage with, you know, and live with people who we adamantly disagree with. You know, I think we all recognize that no matter where we come from. But, you know, at the same time, it reveals our values and our character as North Dakotans, as tribal members, as you know, county and city people, you know. And so, you know, the panel is going to be, I know Chairman Archambeau is invited. I think he confirmed here a couple weeks ago with my wife. We have Mr. John Eagle, who I've been working a lot with on from the THP office in regards to the PSC commission. We've been moving forward very in a positive way with that. We also have a high school student, Chaske Moore, his name is. He's the president of our North Dakota Indian Youth Leadership Academy. We have Cody. We have a landowner from down there. And we also have Scott Meschke here from the Chamber of Commerce on that panel. So it'll be, you know, just some questions, some feelings. But the other thing, I think the biggest thing that we want to learn from is, you know, their views, but also how do we move forward, you know, in improving local and state relations here in the future.
The definition of reconciliation in the dictionary is the restoration of friendly relations, which is right. An interesting term. You know, I'm Catholic, and, you know, for years you grew up as a youngster, that, you know, they'd say it's time for reconciliation. They'd call it reconciliation, which it is, but it's also confession, right? But if you tell kids it's time to go to confession, they're going to run the other way. But but you know, it's, you know, and obviously reconciliation, as far as the church is concerned too, is to get back in the graces of God. It's a healing thing, really. I mean, I see it as just a really healing thing, and even the official definition of the restoration of friendly relations can mean you leave there saying, you know, well, I, you're not right about everything, and I'm not right about everything, but we're at least going to be civil to each other, right?
Right, correct. And I think Cody and I have been through a lot of those discussions, you know, Scott, over the course of months, sat down in many meetings with tribal leaders, tribal people, local people, you know, recognizing that there is a disagreement, there is a divide, but, you know, having them come together, sit down. And I think a lot of people just want to be heard too, Scott, you know, get things off their chest. I think there's always an education process to this. I think probably the biggest thing is education, you know, versus the assumptions of things. Because I think sometimes if we're not willing to learn something, or perhaps maybe unlearn something, or even relearn something, something or somebody's going to control you. And I've been using that a lot lately, Scott. None of us like to be controlled by things, by hatred or bigotry or anything like that. But I think if we can educate ourselves to other people's views and ideas sometimes, and again, we don't have to agree with them, but at least it gives us a broader understanding, which ultimately, you know, leads to respect. And that's what we're here, and that's what we want is some respect, you know, for everybody to live together and to respect one another and improve how it was before all this stuff happened here months ago.
And Scott, I think this step, you know, this gets us closer to understanding. I've always heard that understanding always comes before agreement. And we're taking those steps to make sure we understand, you know, what everybody went through. But I think it's beyond the protest, just more generally, you know, understanding our own histories and each other's histories comes first. And then we take the steps towards agreement. So it's important for all of those reasons.
When we come back, I want to ask you guys about the sides, if you will. I mean, there's, you know, and I think there's so many different facets to that. It's hard to get your arms around a little bit. But from the standpoint of, you know, the numbers of people that are part of the Standing Rock community day to day, you know, were they represented fairly by some of the other sides that came in from all over, or did they get dragged into that? And how you go about reconciliation, maybe, with people that really didn't have anything to do with kind of the larger situation. So I want to get a sense of what you think there are in the way of sides on this, but also ultimately, if this is successful, if you can get friendly relations restored and have some healing from what happened, what you see is possible. What could be done? More with our guest Scott Davis, Cody Schultz on the Reconciliation Panel, part of the North Dakota Tribal Nations Cultural Experience, coming up on Saturday. More after this. Don't go away.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We need to take the fight to these Islamic terrorists wherever we can find them. drop them wherever we find them, and if we have to cross another nation's border to get to them, so be it. I'm tired of pussyfooting around with everything. I think we just need to take the fight to them, because it's better than them coming over here and waging war against us on our own properties. So, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for the calls. Talking about President Trump's speech last night, and more importantly, the policy that was announced that will guide the troops on those conflicts. And there's another speech tonight. This will be a little different. Won't be an announcement of a particular policy and for a military group, but rather what was originally planned is a rally in Arizona. A lot of people were saying, you can't do a rally, not after last week, not after these terrible situations with the race flare-up in Virginia. And the president all along has said, nope, we're doing it now. I don't think anybody questions it much, but obviously it'll be interesting to see what he says as well tonight. Scott Davis is with us, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner. We're talking about an event coming up on Saturday at the Heritage Center called A Cultural Experience with North Dakota Tribal Nations, and it includes a reconciliation panel from 1:30 to 3. It is open to the public. Everyone is welcome to join in on a day filled with North Dakota's rich tribal culture, so hope you get a chance to do that. We're broadcasting today on location from the Alaris Center in Grand Forks for the UAS Summit and Expo, where they're focusing on advancing commercialization. That's where this is going right now, advancing commercialization, and we're going to be talking more about that in just a little bit, more with Tom Kenville and Senator John Hoeven as well, so stay tuned for more of that, and also that'll be the topic of our Energy Matters conversation today as well from Grand Forks and the Alaris Center. We're brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow today. Remember, the deal we have is for a limited time, and we've been saying limited time for a while, but they told me we've got a new special coming, so I don't know if the new one's better or not quite as good, so I wouldn't wait a few more days here is all you have to take advantage of this great deal. Use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or 800-506-9028 for the four-pack special, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows. That's the key, premium pillow. Watch for that. That's the best. And two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping as well for orders over $100. So great deal. All right, back with more of our conversation. Scott and Cody, one thing I'm curious about is, you know, you've got a panel. You've got a number of people up there. There were so many different elements and so many different agendas. And my purpose is, you know, I worry less about people that came from all over and left and were here maybe for good reasons, most of them for not, in my view, and most of them unfortunately ended up participating in illegal protests. But the residents of Standing Rock, Sioux Tribe, remain. You know, how do you deal with the fact that much of what they have been blamed with, for lack of a better term, wasn't necessarily done by the majority of folks that were there? How do you handle all the different sides here, Scott?
Yeah, good question, Scott. You know, that's one that has stumped me, tried to stump me here in the last few months. But, you know, when I think about the outsiders that came in to our state, to our tribe, you know, some for good reasons, some for other reasons, I call those people, I guess you're kind of hearing that lately, the fringe or the 1% that can really disrupt things, make things really emotional really quick. That was the part I seen that really ruined a lot of relations that really wanted to have you know, local relationships fight each other, you know, and growing up here on and off here throughout my whole life, you know, I can honestly say and truthfully say, Scott, my tribal members, my relatives don't behave that way. You know, very respectful, very, very prayerful, very, very good people. But when you have outsiders coming in not respecting tribal law, state law, and the rules, you know, local rules, and then it creates, you know, quite a wave of disruption, and we all seen that, and obviously not from here. But I think the other thing is, you know, trying to move forward on improving dialogue, you know, and being honest with each other. Again, I know that gets a little touchy, but you know, it's kind of the things that Cody and I have been doing, trying to make people feel comfortable, even though they're uncomfortable. And talking about these things that happened to us, you know, fair or not fair, And so that's the baby step we're trying to achieve here with this reconciliation panel. And again, we're not trying to support people's view on what happened and didn't happen and what's legal, what's not legal. We can talk all day under the sun about that, you know, but what we're just trying to do is just basically try to help people understand each other and move on with some respect for the future.
On that note, Cody, a texter says here, I would hope an apology from the senior tribal leadership is forthcoming. That is necessary. Do you agree? Is that necessary for friendly relations to resume?
I don't necessarily know. I don't know if it is necessary, and that's kind of a question each one of us individually is going to have to reconcile with. I think what we're looking at here, and to your question that you asked Scott earlier about the different positions and areas, I mean, obviously accountability is something as it relates to the protests that it is very important. And it's based on the behavior of the individuals at the time that they were here and how we're dealing with these things moving forward. So, yeah, I mean, accountability is certainly important, but the focus of what we're looking at here is trying to move, I think, and time is going to help this too, but trying to move from a point where we're reacting from emotion to an area where we're looking at things a little bit more intellectually and how do we move forward while still recognizing that those emotions are still raw. So I know that probably doesn't answer the question exactly or specifically, but I think we're going to have to make that decision for ourselves personally.
What is the ultimate outcome? What would be an ideal goal? I know this, you've said earlier, baby steps and a good start to friendly relations, but what do you see this leading to down the road, Scott?
Well, I hope there's some form of forgiveness. You know, when I look back at even the word reconciliation, reminds me of in my younger days, I was teaching school down at the Pyrenean Learning Center down in Pierre, and it was then Governor Mickelson who was elected, was challenged by, I think it was Tim Gallego, a reporter from one of the news outlets down there, about how you're going to improve tribal relations for the state of South Dakota. And what he announced was a year of reconciliation. And that was quite a big deal, you know, down there, considering that it's a little different down there. But I think the other thing is, you know, having that discussion, ultimately some type of forgiveness, you know, because we are, I really believe we are forgiving people in North Dakota, no matter if we're tribal or country people, farmers, ranchers, you know. I think there's always a lot of forgiveness, but we need to understand it first, you know. And I think the only way to understand is to have these type of forums or even cups of coffee or lunch with folks. You know, we've been doing that quite a bit, Cody and I, with different people. But the other thing is, you know, what have we learned from this, Scott? You know, and ultimately, not only learning from it, but what are we going to teach? You know, you have children, I got children, grandkids, I even have two grandsons. What am I going to teach, you know, my children about this situation? You know, is it going to be a teaching of racism, or is it going to be teaching a thing about respect and understanding and forgiveness? So those are some ideas that we hope
those are good ones.
Understand.
Yeah, those are good ones. We're up against the break, so we got to run. But that looks like a great event. I hope folks take it in. I really do. Heritage Center Saturday, the reconciliation panel, 1:30 to 3. But the event, the full day, starts at 9 a.m. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate
it. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Len Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Len Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back at Grand Forks for the UAS Summit and Expo at the Alaris Center at Grand Forks, 11th annual event. Hard to believe. How many years has the Alaris Center been built? You remember, Tommy?
Oh, 15, 16, 2002.
I'm so old, I remember the vote on the downtown center. Remember we're going to vote with the one downtown? That went down. Then the one out here that the Hal Gershman was all excited to, he wanted the Happy Harry's Plaza out here. And that went down. That was like a ballroom kind of deal. And then this one was voted on. And then the flood happened, and they said, oh, we better ask again if we still have money after the flood. I had to vote again on it. Remember that?
I do. I'm just as old as you, buddy.
Pieces of my rear are missing from that debate, I'll tell you. It was quite the deal, but got her done, right?
We did.
I don't know why Civic Center fights are so tough in towns, but they are.
Anything about taxes is tough, Scott.
And I'm all for magnets. You know, you build magnets, and people are attracted to them. I think that's a good thing. These things are magnets. Things come. Like a UAS summit, you know? Right? Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's like the company of our next guest here, Dave Hamilton, Northrop Grumman, world-renowned technology and defense contractor company, and they're in town now, Scott, so ask Dave away.
How are you, Dave? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I know... just from having done so many interviews over the years, what the kind of company that Northrop Grumman is. But whenever I talk about Grand Sky and the whole UAS project, I always just sort of like, you know, want to just shout into the radio. Do you have any idea how big a deal it is to have a company like Northrop Grumman here? And, you know, I mean, others are following you now as well. Grand opening yesterday for General Atomics and Harris coming too. I mean, so when you work for a company like Northrop Grumman, you are working for a world-class company and then have opportunities everywhere. That's the beauty of this. Now, I love what you're doing in the UAS space, and I think it's going to be fun, but just the fact that you're here and hiring is pretty cool. How have you found North Dakota so far?
I really love it here. I moved here from San Diego in February and found a nice place to live, and I'm happy to be here. We opened our facility out of Grand Sky in April, and we're hiring. So it's been great. I love the transition. I love the work I'm doing here, and I think the company's excited to grow the UAS industry here in the Red River Valley.
What do you do here? What does Northrop Grumman do in Grand Forks at Grand Sky?
So we are really focusing our energy on three main areas. The first is training for our UAS customers, our autonomous systems customers, both pilots, sensor operators, and eventually maintainers. The second main area is operations support. So when we sell aircraft to a customer like the Air Force, sometimes they require additional support in the form of mission planning or mission plan validation. We're also exploring mission data analysis. The third main area is testing and demonstration. So we've built a facility that's got some lab spaces, as well as we just started work on a second phase for the hangar, and that's going to enable us to do flight testing and demonstration. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
How integral is some of the things that are going on right now in the way of conversations at the FAA and government level of expanding the things you can do in this test site to your hiring levels?
So they're related, but not directly so. So the fact that the FAA and the test site and Grand Sky Development Company are working on this Beyond Visual Line of Sight initiative with Harris, that's going to make work here for us easier. If it didn't happen, we'd still do the work. It makes it easier to do that. The same is true with the university. The university has a lot of great candidates for us to hire, and we have already done so. So that's another example. And we're working with the university on collaborative research and development and a few other projects. So it's really been a rewarding experience.
Get in here, Tommy.
One of the neat things, Scott, is a company like Northrop Grumman, they need all the people. I was talking to one of their associates yesterday, and you know we have low unemployment here, although they've got high quality, good hires quickly. And you've seen this in other companies and tech companies in the past. We always have 2% or 3% unemployment. But they're going to get very good employees, both from schools and retired military. They do a lot of retired military, and you know as well as I do, there's between the happy hooligans, the air bases, the Minots, the people wanting to move back home that were in the military somewhere else. Companies like Dave's just give them a great opportunity to use their tech skills. I mean, the jobs they start with are great jobs, and then it's a huge company from your starting point. And if you're a good employee and a hard worker, I mean, the sky's the limit.
What most excites you, Dave, about this industry and where it's going? I keep talking about this thing. I watched Sunday night 60 Minutes did a thing on autonomous vehicles. And they were allowed access to a demonstration site the Pentagon is doing with these tiny, like, hand-sized drones. And they had 104 of them drop from an F-16. And they had special cameras so you could see them come out of the F-16s. And the amazing thing is, of course, these are just battery-operated, like, look like little toy, planes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the second they dropped out of these planes, they're talking to each other with artificial intelligence and didn't ram into each other. They didn't lose one, nothing. I mean, I think one at the end dropped because it ran out of battery out of 104. My mind explodes when I think about the possibilities of what that could do. I mean, and you're in the industry, so tell me what excites you.
Well, I joined the industry after I retired from the Air Force back in 2010. So while I was in the Air Force, I was on the using side of the technology. We used, unmanned aircraft, the Global Hawk included, for Northrop Grumman, to conduct intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. So transition to Northrop Grumman, it's really exciting to see the new technologies that we're doing. You just described one new one that's really exciting, the whole idea of swarming UAVs and smart self-forming networks. That's exciting technology. But so is unmanned air refueling or landing an unmanned autonomous system on an aircraft carrier. Look, we did that with the X-47B. That was a great technology demonstration program. We did some pretty amazing things with that. All of those technologies and seeing them come from a lab to actual operations and fielding, that's exciting.
All exciting stuff. Good to see you. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you over the next couple of days at another exciting UAS Summit and Expo.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Senator John Hoeven is here as well. And, of course, as we mentioned yesterday, General Atomics announced a grand opening, or we're celebrating a grand opening of a $30 million facility. And Senator Hoeven certainly very instrumental in helping to make that happen, along with Congressman Kramer. And so congratulations to you, Senator.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a great day and a great event. General Atomics, one of the anchor tenants at the Grand Sky Technology Park at Grand Force Air Force Base. Really one-of-a-kind technology park. This is a $30 million investment, just a first-class facility. And, of course, they're training flight crews for both Predator A and B, which is really the flight system that's most in demand on the part of our military right now.
I remember talking to these folks when they came out here to start up their temporary headquarters and get operations rolling before this permanent facility was rolling, and they made very clear, along with Northrop Grumman and others, that one of the reasons they were here versus the other test sites that are around the country, the other places they could be closer to where they've done business in the different defense contracts, is because of access to government leaders. That's how they put it. At every level, we get a level of attention here that we wouldn't get anywhere else. You know, from Senator Hoeven, from Congressman Cramer, from the mayor, from the governor. All, you know, the apparatus with the this obviously started when you were governor, but continues now with Governor Burgum and Governor Dalrymple before him, and the you know, close collaboration with UND and so many moving parts. It really is a big difference. Do you hear that a lot? I mean, is that a difference maker when a company, the level, the magnitude of General Atomics is looking where to locate a facility?
Lyndon Blue, the CEO for General Atomics, was here today, flew in to be part of this ceremony. And again, I mean, this is one of the global leaders in aerospace, General Atomics. And that's exactly what he said. He said, look, not only have you guys really invested in a serious way and are doing some things that nobody else is doing in terms of developing unmanned aerial systems, and you have, you know, this is a great place to fly, but he said it really is the access to elected leaders and to the partnership that you've built. And so we always have to remember that, you know, building that business climate, because these are the kind of companies that are innovating and really creating the jobs of the future. And, you know, we're off and running. We're already going to have hundreds of jobs here in the latest, greatest aviation innovation. And what better place to do it than North Dakota?
And crews, I mean, we should explain to people what's happening at this facility, how this happens, how crews come from all across the world to train here and then go to other facilities. So, I mean, there is
right.
There's a lot to do. But tell people what this facility will do now and what you eventually see them doing in the future as well.
Right. In fact, Lyndon, we visited after the program. He climbed on his jet and said, I have to go meet with the Air Marshal of Great Britain, because we're selling them aircraft. And that's exactly what they're doing. A number of things here, Scott, but one of the things they're doing that you're alluding to is that they will train the flight crews, the pilots and the flight crews, for all their foreign military sales. So as they sell aircraft, and they have a number of different models of unmanned aircraft that they sell, as they sell them to Great Britain and to France, to Italy, to Amsterdam, Netherlands, Australia, as they sell those aircraft, they bring the flight crews and the pilots here to Grand Forks, to the Grand Sky Technology Park, to their facility, and they train them. So although they've already trained 55 flight crews from different countries, and they'll obviously train many, many more. So in addition to doing research and development, they're also going to be training pilots from around the world.
Pretty amazing. What do you see this becoming? Not just General Atomics, obviously, but the whole Grand Sky Park, the whole FAA test site. I mean, if we fast forward 10 years, what does this look like?
It's going to be an interface between the military. I mean, already we got runways being used by both military and civilian airspace. Civilian aircraft, manned and unmanned. That is unique, as far as I know, anywhere in the country. But it's going to be not only about supporting and helping our military, supporting and helping covert operations globally. Our Guard is involved there as well. But then also reaching out into the whole commercial area, aviation, energy. They're already, involved with having aircraft. Now, Customs and Border Protection, protecting the border. But both the military as well as Customs and Border Protection, and then all the commercial and agriculture and any energy applications as well. So a lot of economic activity and a lot of jobs and high-tech stuff.
Hard not to get excited about it, folks, and there are a lot of good careers. We had a texter say, hey, what's a pilot make? And I actually was a question for the Northrop Grumman guests, but they've already left. They said, go to NorthropGrummanCareers.com because it depends on the qualifications and that they're looking at the specs for the job and your history. So but check it out. A lot of good jobs there. More with our conversation with Senator John Hoeven in just a minute. He lost his father over the weekend, and we're going to chat with him about that today on the program as well. Of course, a legendary
member of the business community in Minot, North Dakota, Jack Hovind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Center Grand Forks, last segment at the 11th Annual UAS Summit and Expo. We'll be here for Energy Matters, too, so still more to come. We love our callers. We do. So we celebrate them with the good help of Delta Constructors. There's a lot of folks in the oil and gas industry. When they need a job done right, you know, the rig's moving off the well site, and now they need turnkey well site services, everything from flow lines to pump jacks to conditioning modules and modular skills and tank batteries in the works. Even E&I services, for crying out loud, temporary flaring services. You got a trailer, boom, get it in there. They do it. So call Delta first. DeltaConstructors.net, or Eric is waiting for your call at 406-250-8151. Here's a fun call from yesterday's show.
Chad and Dickinson, lay it on me.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in. I'm so sick of hearing of who we should hate and which group we should hate and which ones we should like. I wanted to bring some good stuff to the table. I haven't heard much about it, but I just heard that a scientist has found a way to cure sepsis in babies. A scientist in India, apparently there's something like 140,000 babies every so often in India that die from sepsis. He's found a bacteria that grows in the moldy food on your counter to cure sepsis in babies. It's awesome.
You think? Because I didn't think there was anything good in mold. Well, I did. I remember a little bit of that from science class, but just amazing. Great, great, great story. Love our callers. Keep it coming, folks. What's on your mind is what's important. That's why it's the name of the show. DeltaConstructors.net brings you the Delta. One call of the day does it all. So we're going to finish up with Senator Hoeven. And many of us obviously heard about the passing of his stepmother and his father recently. And the funeral, in fact, for his stepmother is tomorrow, and his father is on the 29th. But Jack Hoeven was this legendary Minot business guy. He just loved North Dakota, loved Minot. And so I wanted Senator Hoeven, if you would, to share a story about your father. I know that our thoughts and prayers are certainly with you and the family, Senator.
You know, it's tough to lose them. We know they're in a better place with God. And so we're appreciative of the great life they had. For my father, he loved Minot. They call Minot the Magic City. And he, for him, that was a fit. He grew up in Aberdeen, South Dakota, farming and ranching and that kind of stuff. But then we came up, we were in Bismarck, and then we lived down in Ashley, down by the ranch there and that kind of stuff. And when my grandfather died, he sold the ranch. But my dad, when my dad and mom got to Minot, they fell in love. And, if you look at his obituary, you'll see he was involved in every single organization you can think of and then some. But he just loved that community, he loved the people. And there's a ball diamond there, a complex, baseball complex there now, named for him, and a golf course for kids, and just so many things that he did. He loved the people, he loved North Dakota. But for him, it was a joyous thing. Until the day he died, he still had a joy of life because of it.
A life well lived, and you never want to lose him, but to have until 87 is certainly fortunate. Senator, we certainly, again, extend our thoughts and prayers on this challenging time that you lose two folks so close to you, but appreciate the time nonetheless today. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Senator John Hoeven there. Amazing. You know, his stepmother died Wednesday night, I think it was. I mentioned that Thursday on the show to keep him in their thoughts and prayers because the same day they put his dad into hospice and brought him home. And he told me that as soon as they brought his dad home, he knew his mom was gone and just said, boom, done, which is, in a way, kind of neat. You know, it really is. It's kind of neat. It's like, all right, our work here is done. Let's go to our heavenly reward. Kind of cool. Kind of darn cool. One more person to chat with who is quite appropriate for our final guest on What's On Your Mind to chat with at a aviation event, because it's Cindy Schreiber-Beck, who is a state representative and the owner of the Tri-State Aviation, out of Wahpeton, done so many things in the aviation world over the years. Events like this excite you? You like this, Cindy?
I like this. It's the gamut of aviation now that we see from the early days of aviation in North Dakota, which actually we had a home at North Dakota State College of Science, and now to unmanned aircraft systems. It's actually amazing, and I've had my gamut of World War II aircraft, been heavily involved and still am involved in aerial spraying. So it's, I guess I get to get my toes in all aspects of aviation.
And the aviation community is a passionate group, aren't they?
We are, and we're very fortunate in North Dakota because I think we're nimble, and we have great organizational activities for aviators. Plus, we have band together prior to this unmanned aircraft systems coming together under the leadership of Gary Ness many, many years ago with the North Dakota Aviation Council that offers a symposium. So when the UAS activity was coming to North Dakota, we could join together in all aspects of aviation, from the mechanics to the pilots to the charter people to the aerial sprayers, and have one voice and accept this industry and, you know, in a way embrace it, because we do realize and recognize in aviation this is moving forward.
Great stuff. Well, good to see you. Thanks for all your good leadership in aviation in the state, and enjoy these exciting times.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you as well. Of course, Cindy also is a member of the state legislature, so she is busy, no doubt about that. A couple quick texts here on the way out. Love President Trump's speech. Not letting terrorists know our next plan was right on. I always wondered why we did that. I'm curious to see if there will be a new poll out on his approval rating. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? On the panel discussion of reconciliation that we talked to earlier, somebody said it's going to take more than a panel discussion to get the Native American Standing Rock tribe back in my good graces. I'll still be boycotting Standing Rock and Prairie Nights. Another says, I sure hope Dave Archibald goes as promised. Me too, and I'm looking forward to finding out more about that. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you very much. Tomorrow, I'll be at the North Dakota Broadcasters Association event. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, too, so join us. Thanks for listening. More coming up.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.